The Central Wisconsin State Fair is coming up in less than a week, and here to tell me about things at the Central Wisconsin State Fair is Dale Christensen. Dale, first of all, you've got admission for this year's fair.
Yeah, admission for this year's fair stayed pretty much everything the same as what we've been doing in the past. We've got our 10-day for adults for daily pass, and children is $5. One thing new this year is we're doing a Can-Do Fair Day on Tuesday, August 19th. If you bring two non-perishable, non-expired food items to the gate, you get into the fair free on Tuesday.
Also, a couple of specials later in the week as well.
Yeah, we got a couple specials later in the week. We do have our Senior Citizen and Veterans Day is on Wednesday. And seniors and veterans get in for $5. And then we do a BOGO special on Saturday from 11 to 2. If you buy one, you get one free.
One of the big attractions of the Central Wisconsin State Fair is your grandstand. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the acts that are going to be in front of the grandstand and how folks can get tickets?
Well, grandstand is packed this year. I think we've got a very good lineup. Brady Lee is on Tuesday night. We kind of say he's a grandstand, but the grandstand, he's really out in our entertainment tent on Tuesday night. Chris Cruzy will be here August 20th at 7:30. Chris is going to play for 2 hours. On Thursday, we will be rounding it up with Hairball. Hairball's been here for a few years, but they seem to be going over very good, and so tickets are available for Hairball. Then Friday, we got country singer Justin Moore coming in. Brett Westgrove will be opening up for Justin Moore. And then the big rock band on Saturday is the world touring Hailstorm. They're just coming off of a world tour. So we're right at the tail end of it before they take a break.
Another area that has music and other entertainment is the family entertainment tent. You've got several acts that are going to be performing. Do you want to highlight just a few of those?
Well, the majority of our tent stays busy all week long. So if you come on the grounds, there's going to be entertainment going on in there. And adventure. We go from bluegrass to polkas to country to Hub City Jazz will be playing. I mean, we've got several going on that all night long. We've got some regional bands coming in, a few new ones that we haven't had in years since I've been here. And a lot of things going on, something for everybody. I say we got country, classics, we got everything.
In the animal area, your horse show this year is going to be in memory of one of the show's founders.
Yep, we lost Randy Meyer here this spring, and Randy was one of the founding members of our draft horse show, so the draft horse show this year is being kind of held in Randy's memory.
Many people will remember Randy from his years of showing here and also that wonderful 10-horse pyramid hitch that they have done over the years.
Yeah, the 10-horse hitch has been here the last several years when Randy was here. It's not making a comeback this year, but I have been told it was down at State Fair this last week, so they're still getting around doing things.
The fair also has the 4-H projects and animal exhibits as well. Can you tell folks when the junior division animals will be here, when the open class animals will be here, and where folks can find all of the 4-H project exhibits during the fair?
Well, the junior fair comes in on, actually, junior fair actually moves in on Monday. The kids will be bringing in animals, and there will be some judging going on Monday. Animal judging starts at 8 o'clock on Tuesday, and they will be moving here. Junior fair is here Tuesday, Wednesday. They will be checking out on Thursday at 2 o'clock. And once we get things cleaned up and everything, Thursday evening, open class will be moving in.
The 4-H project area and the open class project area, where will folks find those on the grounds?
Well, those will be in the junior fair building, as the majority of our junior exhibits will be in there. A lot of the open class photography, vegetables, that type of flowers, those types of things, they're all located over in the hockey building.
Another area that everyone loves at any fair is the Carnival Midway. Can you tell us a little bit about the carnival that's going to be here and any specials that they have as well?
The specials, I will send you to their website or to the fair book. They're running a different special every day. Mr. Ed's Magical Midways will be here. This will be their third year with us. And they brought in a couple new rides last year, some bigger spectacular rides. And they're a great group to work with, and they're a very clean, safe show, and we're very glad to have them.
Again, we want to invite everybody out to the Central Wisconsin State Fair beginning on August 19th and running through August 24th.